feet ate of herself into a ball behind gowns and garment bags. God, she was stupid. While she'd been ogling the jewels, the Dowlings' dinner party had ended, and now she was going to get caught and be imprisoned for grand larceny. Her, a high school English teacher, it would be a scandal, and that was the least of it. Sweat broke out under Sarah's knit cap. Drops of it rolled from her underarms down the sides of her black turtleneck as she waited for the Dowlings to switch on the closet light and find her squatting there, a thief in the night. 2. Casey Dowling was trying to squeeze an admission from her husband, but Marcus wasn't having it. "What the hell, Casey?" he snapped. "I wasn't staring at Sheila's boobs, for Christ's sake. Every single time we get together with people, you complain that I'm leering, and frankly, sweetheart, I find your paranoia very unattractive."
"Oh, no, Marcus, you leer at another woman? I'm so ashamed of myself for even having had the thought."
Casey had a lovely laugh, even when it was colored with sarcasm.
"Silly cow,"
Marcus Dowling muttered. Sarah imagined his handsome face, the thick gray hair falling across his brow as he scowled.